Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So the president, you know, I was so encouraged to hear how President Obama went and met with the governor, Rick
Perry
at governor of Texas, where he flew in and met with him. And who would know better than Governor Rick Perry how to deal with the immigration issues, because they're coming over
the border.
And what's interesting is we have one policy for Mexican, because Mexicans are so close. Mm-hmm. It's easy just to turn them back over to Mexico. But if you're coming from Jordan or, you know,
Guatemala,
you can't just take a Guatemalan and push them over, put them back over into Mexico. There is no Guatemalan authorities in Mexico. And so all these immigrants that are coming in, illegal immigrants that are coming in, which are the ones that are staying, are the ones that are not from Mexico. And they call them OTMs, other than Mexican, because there's a different policy. At first, I wondered, like, why would you call it OTM? Why are you dividing them? And the reason why is because they have a treaty with Mexico that says we can immediately bring these guys back to your people, and you can do whatever you're going to do. But if they're Guatemalan, you can't do that, because that would be putting them in some other country out there.
Right.
And but anyway, so you're going to hear the president. He gave a speech, and it's going to be about 5 minutes. And he gave it, I believe it was the same day he talked to Governor Rick
Perry.
And same day. And it was just, I thought it was, you know, and people that are criticizing the president, it's like he agreed with everything that Governor Perry had said. And He went on television saying he agreed with everything that the Governor Perry said. And Governor Perry just said last night on Sean Hannity's Fox News, said he agreed with everything I said. What are y'all doing? Why would you do that? That the president is supporting and standing up for who would know best, Governor Perry would know, on the border right there. Mm-hmm. And we all need to work together as Americans to be able to resolve this particular issue. And as Christians, we have to be concerned about the welfare and these human beings that are being manipulated and what's probably really going on is the governments that are stirred up so bad in Guatemala and other countries, whatever they're coming from, that parents are just sticking their kids on these trains and just saying, you know, you're only going to live for one nun. Particular nun said this on Sean Hannity last night. It was a nun and a priest that was talking, because they're ministering to these families, these kids. And the kid said, you know, they go to, and they have priests down there in these particular countries. They said that, you know, if I stay here, I'll live about 4 years, because the gangs are going to take me over, going to be involved in it. So maybe I have a better chance to live all my life out if I go to America. It's not the same paradigm.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, and we're so guilty in America of thinking every neighborhood in America is like our neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Every country in the world is like our country. Yeah. And it's just not that way.
I've seen so many people come over from different parts of the world to the United States, and they are, I mean, they're so appreciative to being here. I mean, you talk to people from different parts of the world, and I've heard of people tracing their feet on pieces of paper and sending them back and says, get me a pair of shoes from America, because we don't have good shoes. It's like, I don't know your shoe size. I'll trace my foot out, and here, put this in and bring me a shoe back.
Right. Wow. And in the eyes of the Lord, understanding, he said, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I needed a pair of shoes and sent you that sketch. And so we have to think beyond our borders, because there is no borders in God.
No.
And we have to understand God loves, and America is only 5% approximately of the world's population, which means there's another 95% that he loves and that he died for and that he cares about and that he dwells in several of these folks out there. You know what I'm saying?
And hopefully millions. We're challenging everyone to believe that we're global Christians.
Yes, we are global Christians.
We're global Christians, not global citizens.
And I think, I really believe too, that you're looking, the things that are happening is forcing the church to get outside of their safe walls and get out there into the harvest field and begin to tell people about this Jesus that you proclaim to know. And so, first of all, I want to, last night on Sean Hannity, when Governor Rick Perry was being interviewed, And you got to see, if you haven't seen it, you got to go to Fox News. Maybe there'll be a related link that you can see this and watch, because he takes a tour with the governor on the Rio uh-huh. Grande River that comes down through Colorado that divides the Mexican border from Texas. And it's just a small little river, basically, that divides it to be able to come over. And you can get a real good perspective of what's going on. And you'll also hear about a rancher, you know, ranchers that are finding dead children on their ranch because they're illegally running across the border. They've been sent up from Guatemala, not from Mexico, which means they have to come through Mexico from another country, come illegally. So some sort of negative to their physical well-being way of coming over. Then you have to go a long ways with no water and that type of thing. And he said they're finding dead children and dead people on their ranches. Mm-hmm. They begin to dig on their ranches, and they find out that they have died, and the people just bury them. Of course, on the journey, I mean, you're not going to be able to carry them. So if one of your loved ones dies on this trek to America, they bury them. So these ranchers, according to Sean Hannity last night, mm-hmm. is and this rancher on the show, that they're finding bodies buried on their ranches. And it's like, do we really believe that it's okay for, I mean, let's take them in the right way. Let's take them in a way that's legal, that provides for them the services, that gives them the medical treatment. I don't know. But I know this, when President Barack Obama met with Governor Rick Perry, he agreed systematically with what Governor Perry said. And Governor Perry said last night on Sean Hannity that this is true, is what happened. Mm-hmm. So I want you to listen to President Obama speaking from the White House the same day he talked with Governor Perry. And he specifically, in four specific points, he agreed with everything that Governor Perry had said. And as the church, you know, it's not politics. It's our president just went down and saw the devastation that was going down. And our president stood up and stood there with Governor Perry and said, talk to me. Tell me what it is. And one of the things that, you know, Rick Perry talked about on the interview, he said that the president legitimately didn't know how far back that the Border Patrol's office was and wasn't on the front yeah. lines. And so with that, they were able to work that out. And it was just...
Yeah, they would work it out because it was so far back that now what they had to do was return them. And what Governor Rick Perry was saying is if we bring that closer to that border with Mexico, we can prevent it as opposed to having to deal with it. If we can catch it right closer up front, then we're doing something about preventing instead of actually getting involved in the whole process once they cross over and bringing them back.
We're going to go right into President Obama speaking in the White House. This is right after he met with... Governor Rick Perry in Texas to find out what was going on at the borders. The governor, who runs the state of Texas, informed him of what needed to be done. And in detail, even last night, like I said, that on Sean Hannity, Fox News, that the governor's telling Sean Hannity that the president listened to everything and agreed with it. But not only that, he went on national television and told everyone the same night that he did. As a matter of fact, I want you to listen to the president now from the White House.
So let me just close by indicating the nature of the conversation that I had with Governor Perry, which I thought was constructive. Governor Perry suggested four specific areas of concern. He was concerned about how many patrol agents were directly at the border. He was concerned that some of the positioning of Border Patrol agents is too far from the border to be effective in deterring folks from coming in, as opposed to simply apprehending them. I indicated to him that what he said sounded like it made sense, and that, in fact, if we pass the supplemental, we would then have the resources to carry out some of the very things that he's requesting. On a broader policy level, he indicated concern that right now kids who come to the border from Mexico are immediately deported, but because it's non-contiguous, folks who are coming from Central America have to go through a much lengthier process. I indicated to him that part of what we're looking in the supplemental is some flexibility in terms of being able to preserve the due process rights of individuals who come in, but also to make sure that we're sending a strong signal that they can't simply show up the border and automatically assume that they're going to be absorbed.
And so our president standing up for our nation, our borders, I've heard a lot of people say that he needed to. He's doing it. He did it. He's working with a good governor, Governor Rick Perry, who has a huge border. And he shared wisdom last night, which I thought was pretty good. If you missed it, I guess you can go to VFNTV.com, go to the VFN Torch, and there'll be a related link there to this. But about the Sean Hannity interview, so you can watch it. But, you know, most people are saying, just build a fence. You know, just build a fence all the way from Brownsville, Texas to Albuquerque. And Governor Perry just says, that doesn't, you can't, it's not going to do it. First of all, a fence won't do it. If you haven't noticed yet, people climb fences.
Hello.
Right.
And secondly, that there's smarter technology than that. He said, all we need is the president to get FAA approval to just have drones that patrol the border. And 100% of it would be patrolled.
Yeah.
And then the Border Patrol officers can be sent specifically to where that drone identifies, like we just saw this week with Israel, and identifies them so that the officers can go there and deal with what's happening in that one part of the border.
Sure.
So it's like, I mean, instead of just kind of doing the shotgun approach, trying to find someone, then this way a drone would actually identify that. And so he's talking about activating 1,000 reserves himself, plus sending, asking the president to increase the Border Patrol maybe by 3,000, I think is what he said last night. And he's saying he agrees with this. And I just want to thank the president, you know, for meeting with Governor Perry. And I want to encourage the church, you know, Christians to talk positively about our president, you know?
Yes.
And he's our president. And he represents our country in the context of this. And he went down and he looked at our borders. He met with the governor. The governor says, you know, he agrees with what I said. The president said on national television, I agree with what he said, so which means the 1,000, you know, reserves, the 3,000 border officers, the FAA getting the approval on the drones, you know, those type of things. I mean, it takes time for those kind of things to happen. But I just want to thank the governor, Rick Perry, governor of Texas, working with the president and the president working together to begin to stop this the sad state of these young children being hurt. And even on this train that was coming called the death train, did you hear about the death train? Yeah, they were coming up yesterday and there were so many people riding on this cargo train coming through Central America, and they're doing it. It was like maybe 1,500 people hanging all over it the way you would in India.
Wow.
To be able to come into our borders, and it derailed and nobody was injured. Thank God, but when something that big derails and you're on it, it's pretty dangerous. And so what we're looking at, there's this whole wave of humanity coming our way. And some of the things that the Lord has shown us prophetically, you know, we are going to be talking about Dinesh D'Souza, D'Souza in America and the Ed Show and after this break. But this big tidal wave is going to be coming. This wave is going to be coming. And when you have the sea, if you look at that, when God begins to show you the sea, quite often that's humanity. And it looks like we have this big wave of people pouring in right now from the south, but prophetically some of the words are they'll pour from the north as well. And you know the reason why we came, our forefathers came here, you know, most of the people that came because they were wanting a better life for themselves. But there's a right way to come. So the fact that somebody wants to come to America, which I believe is like 100 million, they actually did a survey in the world to find out who would want to come. And I forget who it was, but they were saying it's like 100 million people want to come.
Wow.
And we couldn't probably digest 100 million people at once. And so the question you ask yourself, you know, you would want to come.
Sure.
You would want to come if you're if some sort of drug lord is running your community and people are dying and you'd want your child to come, you'd want to send your kid. You know, if you're thinking, you know, we're going to die if we stay here, I'm going to have to hold off their attention or whatever. But if I can get you into this country, you have a chance that you might live. People say, well, why would a parent do that? Well, if they stay, they die. If they have a chance, that's where you go. You go with a chance. So it makes total sense But the thing is that we needed things like Governor Perry and the president working together and beginning to come up with new ways to be able to look after our borders and make sure that we treat people fairly and kind. And it's amazing. This is what Catholic Social Services said. They were down there. And the priest and the nun that you know, Sean's Catholic. And he was interviewing them. And they said, are you running out of money? And he says, I probably shouldn't say this. The Catholic Social Services. And I think it was Catholic Social Services, but it was one of the Catholic charities, Catholic charities maybe. But he said, no, we're not running out of money. And which is, which is, we just got to get, big thing that they need, I believe right now, is people. They need people who care and call around and see. And if we find out who that is that's going down there doing something very specifically to help out, the local churches, if you're down there in that area, they're obviously being asked to help out, which is a lot of ramifications to that. So we really need to pray and just send support. Let God see you, you know, standing up for what's going on. Now look, our governor of Texas and our president's working together to be able to resolve this problem. Pray for them, that God would give them wisdom. Pray for the Border Patrol officers. Governor Perry says he knew them by name. You know, Sean says, you even know these guys by name? He goes, yeah, they're doing a wonderful, they're doing a great work for us. And,
Also, I pray for the church that we can play in you know, major part in being able to reach those that are coming to our shores.
Right.
I mean, this is a great opportunity for us to reach out to them and minister the love of Jesus Christ. This is our moment.
Right. He says, go to all the nations. And there are some key people that are calling around asking, and they're representing many churches, you know, how can we get in there? And they're not letting them in, all of them. And it's like, just pray that this thing will change, because obviously they're going to need some help. And this is a great way to be able to hear this child was in the throes of death, and sex trafficking is going on through all of this. Gangs are going on through all this. It's terrible things that are taking place. Well, they can be rescued from all that. And maybe this is a huge answer to that prayer, is a way to rescue many, many, many kids by bringing them into the States. And all of a sudden they're raised in families that love them and take care of them. I don't know. I know we got to pray. I thank God for our president doing that, and remember him in your prayers. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.